Ervin, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hey. Going back to Mishneh Gimel, what we had over there was a klal. We explained that Chazal see that Mokum that's defined as a chotzer, as a Mokum, that's Rishus HaYochid, a place that's surrounded, of course, by a wall. And it's Miyuchod, that's what Rishus HaYochid means. It's Miyuchod. It's not a place where millions of people come and go and walk. It's not Rishus HaRab. Part of being Rishus HaYochid doesn't mean that it's owned by one person, but it means that it's used in a uniform way. It's miyuchad for something. If it's miyuchad for something, then it has to have something that it's used for. What happens if you just have a big open grassy area surrounded by a wall? Midaraisa, of course, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Midarabonon, once it's above a certain size, where you could call that a chotzer, and we have a precedent of 5,000 square amis, because that's how big the chotzer was in the Mishkan, like we explained. Past that shear, which is called Yosim Ibeis Sosayim, the halacha is Chazal defined that not as a mokum miyuchad, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, but it's a karmelis. Now, that's all above a Beis Sosayim. However, if something's below a Beis Sosayim, something's less than a Beis Sosayim, the pashtus of the Mishneh Gimel is that there's no dinim of what has to be in that place, even if it's just a big open area and it's not being used for anything, it is a Rishus HaYochid. That's the stamius of the Mishneh Gimel. That's what the Gemara calls the Tanakama of our Mishneh, Mishneh Hey, which is going to have a Das HaChalakas. The Tanakama is the Mishneh, the stamius of the Mishneh in Mishneh Gimel. Now we're going to have the Deh HaChalakas on that. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Hagino v'akarfev, Shein Shivim Amar v'shirayim al Shivim Amar v'shirayim. These are the two places that are not Mokamukav l'Tashmish Ediru. If they are Shivim Amma v'shirayim, al Shivim Amma v'shirayim. We said before 5,000, which is 100 times 50, the size of the Chotzer HaMishkan. We'll see soon that the size, the rectangular shape of 100 by 50, is also important. But here, he's talking about a square. The square root of 5,000, if you punch it into a calculator, is 70.71 and another few numbers, which means that it's a little bit above 70 amas. The square root of 5,000 square amas is a little bit above 70 amas and 2/3 of an amas. Really comes out about 70.71 is a drop more, a mashu more than 70 and 5/7. What's cool over here, based on the Gemara, the Rav, the Rambam, Shirayim is 2/3. You find other places in Chazal where Shirayim is 2/3 of something. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that if this Mokum, which is any Mokum Ledira, is less than that size, the halacha is metalkalin besochi, you're allowed to carry, but here's the catch. Ubovat sheba shemera beis dira shdei smucha leir. It needs in it some type of mukif ledir, some type of tashmishin. If not, you can't carry in a Rishus HaYochid, surrounded by a fence. If there's nothing there, you can't carry there, even if it's less than that 5,000 amas. What are these three things? Shemera is Kishmoiken, who is like a base shmira of a watchman. Shepherd has a hut there. Oy Beis Dira. Beis Dira is some place where it's a little bungalow. It's not being used. It's used sometimes. Somebody wants to camp out. He stays there the night. But it's not used in a regular sense. Oishte smucha liir, which is that the place taka doesn't have tashmish edira, but it's less than 70. It's close enough. What's close? Close means in this case 70 and 2/3 amas. It's within 70 amas and 2/3 of the wall or the outskirts of the city. Therefore, it still has on it the shame of being miyuchid for the Bnei Oir. So these three things are considered that they do have tashmishin. They help to make a Rishus HaYochid out of a place that's enclosed, that's less than the size of a Beis HaSayim. More than a Beis HaSayim, the Pashtim reading a Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, this is the way Rashi explains it, is that nothing helps. Even if you have a mokum that's mukif for tashmish and mamish, it's mamish being used for proper tashmish edira. Maybe if it has a roof, it's different. But a big enclosed area, Even if it's used mamish for teshmish edir, if it's above a base of zayim, you can't consider that midrabbanan rusha seyachid. Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, the other rishonim have a very hard time understanding this. Bakum that's mamish miyuchad l'dira will also be limited to that size. So they explain that no, the shemera based dira or smucha l'ir are not really teshmish edir. Those are very shvacha makom miyuchad l'teshmishin. If the place is above a base of Sayim and it's a proper Mokim Yuchet, think about a common area. You have a whole apartment complex and you have in the middle a huge common area. There's swings, there's benches, there's walkways, there's toys for the kids. That's Mamasha. It's like a backyard. That backyard, what do I care? Even if it's 50,000 square amas. Of course you're allowed to carry there. It's a Rishlo Sayachid. We're talking about that the place that's above Beis HaSayim also only has a Shvach HaTashmish Edira, the three things that we just mentioned. Because of that, above a Beis HaSayim, these three things don't help. It's only below the size of a Beis HaSayim that these three quasi-Tashmish Edira help. It's interesting, we have a Machlok Zoy Bazoy. We hold, by the way, Lalocha, the way we said, the Stamius of the Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, we'll see you again in Mishnah Vov, that the stomius is that a place that's less than a Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to use even if nothing is there. What about more than a Beis HaSayim, Lididan? Are these three things, the Shemera, Beis Dira, and Samach Liyah, considered Tashmish Edira? The way we just explained, according to Rashi, they are Tashmish Edira. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser, that's Machmir, by less than a Beis HaSayim, by more than a Beis HaSayim, holds that these are not Tashmish Edira. Or Beis Lididan, maybe they don't help either. There was an Atashmish Edira. And 2 days of Brotak and Shulchan Aruch, based on Rashi and Tosfos, how they understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is the day of HaChoylekes. He's also maskim that there are limitations even on a place that's less than a Beis HaSayim, whether you could have a place that's enim Tashmishin at all. He says you don't even need a shemer beis dira smucha l'ir. All you need, afilu ein bo ela bor shiach u'ma'ara, three basic functions. They're not living places. They just have something you can use there. You could fill up, you could give your horse to drink water over there. That's tashmish dira. Something. It's enough for a less than a beis HaSayim, metaltalim b'soicha. Reb Kivaymer, afilu ein bo achas mikol elu, this is our Tanakhama from Mishnah Gimel. Metaltlin besoicha ubovad shiyehe po shivam avim v'shirayim al shivam v'shirayim. The only necessary tanai in being considered a rishus hayokid is only that it should be less than that size. If it's miyuchad ladira, even larger. If it's not miyuchad ladira at all, so then it has to be the prescribed size, has to be less than a base of sign. The Gemara asked the obvious question, if this is the Tanakhama, so where's Reb Kiva Moisev? So the Gemara answers that there's a slight difference. And these are the numbers that we were magdim in the Mishnah. If you break down 5,000 amas in an exact square root, in a perfect square, the number that you're going to get is going to be 70.71. It's a drop more than 70 and 5/7. How much is the difference between 70 and 5/7 and 70 and shirayim, which is 70 and 2/3, which in numbers is 70.666. A mashu. That mashu, what the Gemara calls Dover Mu'ud, that's the whole machlokes over here between Tanakam and Reb Kiva. Had a cheshbon that size. Now the Mishnah points out something else. The Pashto reading of Reb Kiva's Nusach is Shivim Avim Shirayim Al Shivam Shirayim. It sounds like it's a perfect square. Do you need a perfect square? Is that Ma'akiv? Reb Leza Oimer, Im Hoya Orko Yosir Al Rokbo Afilo Ama Achas. If the size is not a perfect square, the width, the length, is even a drop bigger than the width, the right size, in order to carry in a place that's a base of Sayim, it has to be, yes, a base of Sayim, if there's no Teshmish Edira, it's a Mokum that's any Mokum Vladira. If it's a base of Sayim or less, you're allowed to carry there, but it has to be a perfect square. If it's not a perfect square, a metaltlum v'seichel. Rabbi Yossi is chalik on that. Rabbi Yossi, Yomer, Afilo Orko Pishnayim Berochmo. Even if it's mamash a rectangle, like a bricks shape, where the width, with I'm sorry, the length is twice as long as the width. Metaltlan v'saycha l'chayra, Rabbi Yossi is compelling because the place where Chazal learned out this size from was 100 by 50 from the Chatzar HaMishkan. So the Gemara really has different gears in Rabbi Elazar, where Rabbi Elazar also holds of a double size, 100 by 50. It just has to be exactly 100 by 50. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if it's more than 100 by 50, it's mamish, a long, narrow stretch of enclosed area. You could also carry there. Vinishvi lahalocha, we paskin that the shape is not ma'akiv. Less than a base assignment, less the what it's used for, even if there's absolutely nothing there, is not ma'akiv. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin a base assignment mamish, like the not the little bit less, but the size that we said, which is the exact square root. So we paskin like the Tanakama Mishnah Gimel over Rabbi Akiva as far as that mashu'in difference in size. The shape is concerned, we paskin like the last Hana over here in the Mishnah, that the size is not ma'akiv, and a base assignment unless you don't need a shemer base dira or samach le'ir. Again, like we said, whether those three things are considered a heck of ledira on something that's larger than a base assignment, that we said is machloikis rishayim. Now the last bit of Mishnah Hay is really the first line of Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav, Amar Rabbi Lai. It's important, by the way, to notice, just something always to note, is that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah before, Stamad Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who's the Tana of Rabbi Kiva, is Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Lai. Amar Rabbi Lai, L'chayra is a ben doiroi of Rabbi Kiva, who heard this from Rabbi Elazar, who's from the Rabbeim Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rabbi Lai, he had a message, Shemati Mir Rabbi Elazar, that the shear is not a base asayim, afilu he can base kor. Even if the size of base core, which is much bigger, base core is 75,000 square amas, much bigger than a base assignment, it's 50% more. Sorry, not 50% more, 150 times more. 75,000 is 150, not 50% and not 150%. It's 15 times more. 75,000 is 15 times more, 5,000 square amas. That's the difference between a base kor and a base osayim. Now the Mishnah goes off on a zaitig nekuda, because this is really the end of our halacha. Once the Mishnah is bringing a kabbalah of Rabbi Lai b'shem Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah brings also two other mesorisin that he had on unrelated. One grada, it happens to be erivindik, but not really what we are learning. And one happens to be a shmia. That's Negev Maseches Pesachim. We'll learn the next Inyan, even though we'll really expound on it in the future problem, Bezat Hashem. V'chein shamati v'menu, Rabbi Lai heard from Rabbi Elazar, Anshei Chotze, Sheshochach Echad Mehem V'loi Iriv. We're talking over here, Legabe the Takonin Derabon, which we haven't really met up with yet. Like we said, in the times of Chazal, people had batim that surrounded a joint common area, which was called the chotzer. In the chotzer, they did their washing, their cooking, their laundry, etc. The chotzer has a certain surah like Rosh Hashanah, just because there's a lot of people there. It's really a mokum that's mukhem mechitzes, and it's really not open to the rabbim. It's only open to the anshei hachotzer, which are the members of the batim surrounding the chotzer. Because of that, there's a takonah midrabbonon to treat that as a semi-Rishus HaRabim. We'll see the ramifications of that later on. But because of that, you need what's called an Eruv HaChatzeros. Let's say you have six houses surrounding a courtyard. Five of them were teamed up to make an Eruv HaChatzeros. One of them, Sheshochach Echod Mehem V'loi Iriv, he wasn't part of the Eruv HaChatzeros. His house is now considered Klape the Chotzer as a Mokum that's not Muruv. So we see that, again, these are in Yonim that will be Mayrichon and later Prokem. We see his house as, in order to facilitate, they could all carry in the Chotzer. He's Mavatl, his carrying from his house to the Chotzer, he's Mavatl, his Chelik of the Chotzer to all the other members. And then Beisei Osolat Milahachnes Ulohitzi Boy, he's not allowed to carry in and out of his house. He's allowed to carry from their houses out to the chotzer. From his house, he's not allowed to carry. We'll see the Gedra Advarim, he's considered an Ereach by them. We have to see more. Avalohem Mutter, they're allowed to. And we'll see later on in Mitzvah Hashem why also, what's the Mokham Lachalik on this. V'chein shamati mimenu. Heard from him something which is a piece of information that's nega to mitzvahs morer on Pesach. Sheyotzin ba'akruvonim. Akruvonim is a type of grass. It wasn't clear if that was one of the mine morer. Yeyotze b'pesach, yeyotze mitzvahs morer. V'chizarti al kol talmidov. Ubikashti lichover. I asked the other chaverim, Talmidim and Rebbe Lezer, if they were privy to this Messiah, this Shmua, from the grace of Rebbe Rebbe Lezer. And sure enough, in the first halacha, the shir is not based kur, the shir is based asayim, like we said, according to all the other Tanoim. The second din of the Mishnah, we'll see later on in Yetzir Hashem why this is not halacha. And Akravanim in the Mishnah himself is not mentioned as one of the minim of Mora. The halacha is not like Rebbe Lezer, because nobody else was masking to this Shmua.